This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State health and education officials released guidance today for in-person learning in schools this fall with restrictions. Students 11 and older must wear masks, and younger ones are encouraged to do so. Education Commissioner Kathy Anthes.
This guidance is really meant to provide local public health agencies guideposts and best practices for those local decisions as they work with districts.
It recommends 6 feet of physical distancing for older students, but that 3 feet is acceptable. Officials say limiting the number of adults in each classroom is more important. A musical protest that includes singer Nathaniel Rateliff in the Denver suburb of Greenwood Village gets underway soon. Musicians will perform and protest a decision to defy the state police accountability law. Spokeswoman Kari Knott says police accountability is important.
What basically feels like a preemptive, don't worry about it, we got your back. If anything does come up, we're concerned about what that environment might produce.
The Lumineers frontman Wesley Schultz and the Flobots will also be there. CPR's Mae Ortega will live tweet the march. Follow her at Mae V. Ortega. And police say the driver who hit a protester with her SUV in Denver has been charged with assault and reckless driving. Authorities say video shows Jennifer Watson drove through protesters on May 28th, the first day of marches in Denver against police violence and racism. This is CPR News.